Public Media.
Dark men by the gammer and tiny get gone. Gone coater, gone cloaker, gone peen, I'm a folk egging on. Jidalum, Tashdil, New York, Boston, Ashenshire, San Francisco. No gnachamen ish, agus hokrameshi, sa Chicago. Vi cluet is carlet, vi abil a fall am gondua. Nia fina chi goni, mega sonna machoni fin dua. Has meled loris, ban a hikaman chorus, is wild mwid le chele gunstro. No gadani cantam, agus hog majar glan. Chicago. She cried in the guhi, O mother me chuhi dar no. Es a marin soch fada, ni aron chitada gujo. Vin shans can a kene la folly gachini, vi abudon di hugus lo. Ni ra caller to air tighter, ni ra ain't enough to fight it, Chicago. Jim in the bliente, ach ni rock she den riente rawol. Tan chlan look faste, ye de licks on a sauce de glior. Ni mein blien sha eske, ta ruddy good a placeke, ma harleen sha tarnio sha glor. Sucka aru harri, sni vai ni him arvi. Chicago. Tan irien bali dahe, tan spade foki falle lawar. Sma hugun ties boskum ni koskum, mohil vera yar. Bimis minu ed valle, gomor mor ed malle, nach veke mohule bjo. Nadi chines malawa shahin her mochrawa is Chicago. Nadi chines malawa shahin her mochrawa is Chicago.
Welcome to From the Shamrock Shore here on KRVS 88.7 FM. I'm your host, Heather Cole Mullen, and this broadcast is coming to you from the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. We just heard the song Chicago from John Bag O'Flaherty from Connemara in County Galway. It's a song about his move to the U.S. when the money and the jobs ran out in Connemara. This week we're going to be listening to music about America and about songs and tunes written, and we'll continue with The Chicago Reel from Julia, John, and Billy Clifford, the star of Munster Trio. And after that, we'll hear The Chicago Reel again from Edward Mullaney and Patrick Stack.
¶¶
heartbroken raftsman from Greenville I came. All my virtues departed with the last I did feign. From the strong darts of Cupid I've suffered much grief, and my heart's broke asunder, I can get no relief. Of my trouble I'll tell you without much delay. Of a sweet little lassie my heart stole away. She's a blacksmith's fair daughter on the Flat River side, and I always intended to make her my bride. I worked on the river where the white waters roll, and my name I've engraved on the high rockin' shore. I'm the boy that stands happy on the dark purling stream, but my thoughts were on Molly, she haunted my dreams. I gave her fine jewels, the finest of lace, and the costliest muslins her form to embrace. I gave her my wages all for to keep safe. I deprived her of nothing I had on this earth. While I worked on the river, I earned quite a stake. I was steadfast and steady and ne'er played the rake. O'er Camflat and River, I'm very well known, and they call me Jack Haggerty, the pride of the town. Till she wrote me a letter which I did receive, and she said from her promise herself she'd believe, for to wed with another she'd a long time delayed, and the next time I'd see her she'd no more be a maid. To her mother Jane Tucker I lay all the blame, for she caused her to leave and go back on my name. For she cast off the riggings that God was to tie, and to leave me a rambler till the day that I had died. So come all you bold raftsmen with hearts stout and true, don't trust to a woman cause you're beat if you do. But if you do meet one with a dark chestnut curl, remember Jack Haggerty and the Flat River Girl.
That was the song Jack Haggerty, sung by Mick Hanley. Before that, we heard The American Reel and the Mountaintop from Peter Horan on the flute, accompanied by Junior Davy on the Bowron. Next, we're going to hear many different renditions of the tune, the popular tune, My Love is in America. We'll start with Joe Cooley, and then we'll hear from Danny Meehan, Willie Clancy, and Tommy Potts as well. Here's Joe Cooley with My Love is in America. I'm That was the virtuosic Tommy Potts on the fiddle with the tune My Love is in America. Before that, we heard from Willie Clancy and Danny Meehan as well with several other medleys, including that tune. We're going to hear from Jordy Hanna with a song called The Green Fields of America, also called The Green Fields of Canada. And after that, we'll hear a few different versions of the real The Green Fields of America, starting off with John Wynn and John McAvoy.
Well, to the groves of Shillelagh on Shamrock, farewell to the girls of old Ireland all round. May their hearts be as merry as ever I would wish them when far away o'er the ocean. Now my father is old and my mother's quite feeble to leave their own country, it grieves their hearts sore. Now the tears in great drops down their cheeks, they are rolling to think they must die upon a foreign shore. But what matter to me where my bones may be buried, if in peace and contentment I can spend my life o'er the green fields of Canada, the dale they are a-blooming. 'Tis there I'll put an end till my miseries and strife. Then it's pack up your sea stores and tarry no longer. $10 a week isn't a very bad pay, with no taxes or tithes to devour up your wages. When you're on the green fields of America, the lindams are gone and the looms are idle, and gone are the wavers of baskets and cradles. Away across the ocean, good Johnny men tellers and fiddlers that flaked out the Owl Mountain rails. But sure I mind the time when old Ireland was flourishing, and lots of her tradesmen could work for her good pay. But since our manufactories have crossed the Atlantic, 'tis then we must follow to America. And it's now to conclude and to finish my duty, if ever a friendless Irishman chances my way, with the best in the house I will treat him and welcome at home on the green fields of America. Thank you.
That was Willie Clancy on the pipes with the air Pretty Molly Brannigan, followed by The Real, The Green Fields of America. Before that, we heard from John J. Kimmel from the recording Early Recordings of Irish Music. He played The Stack of Barley, The Blackberry Blossom, and The Green Fields of America. And before that, we heard from the great Michael Coleman from his collected works, Michael Coleman, 1891 to 1945. That was The Green Fields of America and The Swallow's Tale. We're going to continue with a recording of the great Tommy Peoples on the fiddle. This is going to be the air version of The Green Fields of America, as opposed to the reel, which we've been listening to. He follows it up then with a jig called The Battering Ram. This is from his recording, The Quiet Glen. Here's Tommy Peoples.
Thank you.
That was Dermot O'Brien with two hornpipes, Off to California, and another one he called The Navigator after it. Thank you so much for joining me here on From the Shamrock Shore. I'm Heather Cole-Mullen, and this broadcast is coming to you from KRVS Radio at the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. KRVS is available online at krvs.org, and all of our shows are podcasted so you can listen later. You can also stream live. I hope you'll go and check everything out on there. There are a lot of great shows. This week, we were listening to music, tunes, and songs about America. I hope you've enjoyed it, and we're going to finish off with a song from Paul Brady called The Lakes of Pontchartrain.
It was on one bright March morning I bid New Orleans adieu, and I took the road to Jackson Town, a fortune to renew. I coursed all foreign money, no credit could I gain, which filled my heart with longing for the lakes of Pontchartrain. I stepped on board of a railroad car beneath the morning sun. I roamed the roads till evening, laid me down again. All strangers, there no friends to me, till a dark girl towards me came. I fell in love with a Creole girl by the lakes of Pontchartrain. I said, me pretty Creole girl, me money here's no good, and if it weren't for the alligators, I'd sleep out in the wood. You're welcome here, kind. We never turned a stranger out on the banks of Pontchartrain. She took me into her mommy's house and treated me right well. The hair upon her shoulders in jet black ringlets fell. To try to paint her was my Creole girl by the lakes of Pontchartrain. And I asked her if she'd tiringly. She said this could never be, for she had got a lover and he was far at sea. She said that she till he'd return to his Creole girl by the lakes of Pontchartrain. So fare thee well, me bonny own girl, I never may see you more. And I'll ne'er forget your kindness in the cottage by the shore. And at each social gathering, a flowing glass I'll drain. And I'll drink a health to me Creole girl by the lakes of Pontchartrain.
When we turn our back, the mailbox gets packed with padded envelopes containing the latest